You're listening to the audio production of God of the Underdogs by Matt Keller, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Heath McClure.
Forward. The underdog theme is one of the most universally recognized metaphors in the world. Its imagery reaches across the centuries and crosses nationalities, race, and socioeconomic class. It is also one that I can identify with personally. When my wife Kay and I moved to Southern California in December of 1979, we were underdogs. With no money, no place to live, and a four-month-old baby to take care of, we had only a U-Haul truck full of stuff, a dream, and a belief that God would use us for His purpose in starting a church in the Saddleback Valley. As you may know, that dream came true. God showed up, and He used us. Underdogs just like you, to grow one of the largest churches in American history and impact tens of millions of people all over the world. Just as God used me, I am confident that He can use you too. I believe God is placing visions and dreams inside a new generation. It's exciting to see an army of young people taking their places in the world today, more than ever in this time in history. I believe in the next generation. Let me encourage you to not just read this book, but to let the message take hold of you. Matt's humor is refreshing, his storytelling is genuine, and his love for you shines through his words. God of the Underdogs will inspire you to think about your purpose as you never have before, and dream dreams you never thought possible. I believe God will use this book to ignite a passion in you to live out your purpose and change the world. God uses underdogs. Each of us has a purpose to glorify Him with our lives and do things we never thought possible. God bless you. Rick Warren, founding pastor, Saddleback Church, author, The Purpose-Driven Life. Introduction. We are all underdogs. Everyone has an excuse. Everyone loves an underdog story. For as long as I can remember, I've always cheered for the underdog. Maybe it was my Chicago Cubs upbringing, or the fact that I am now a diehard Tampa Bay Rays fan. Perhaps it was being raised in a small town, or being a little brother. Whether I'm watching a sporting event, a TV drama, or a movie, there is this thing inside me that pulls for the underdog. What I'm discovering is, I'm not alone. There's a little piece in all of us that wants the underdog.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?